Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Interview on KCAW Sitka. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio this morning is Steve Laurie. He's here to talk about his large-scale portraits that are going to be featured in this week's Fall Art Walk that's on Friday. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Catherine Rose. Thanks for having me here.
Thanks for joining us. Well, why don't we start by, can you tell me a little bit more about yourself and your background as an artist?
Okay. Well, I came here from New Zealand in 73 first, and went back for a year and moved here in 75. So I've been here a while. I've been calling Sitka home that long. I've had some formal training, a little, 1 year at university, primarily self-taught as a painter. Here in town, I have four children, five grandkids, and that's pretty much my background there.
Mm-hmm. And you recently retired from fishing.
Yep.
And have moved into fully focus on your art, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I fished for about 43 years, self-employed, owned trawlers, mm-hmm. owned a trawler, and enjoyed, wouldn't trade that for anything. Mm-hmm. That's one way to see this place, is from the ocean, and it was wonderful, but it's time for me to get on with my painting. And I sold my boat this time last year, so I'm still getting used to the concept.
And how has your art evolved? You said you started getting serious about your art in the 80s. Right now you're doing large portraits, which we're going to talk about in a minute. So how did you start out?
Well, I've always painted people, but I paint landscapes too. I love to paint our environment here.
Mm-hmm.
This particular show is portraits. The difference with these is that they're large paintings. All of my work in the past, well, not all of it, but most of it has been fairly what I would call small,
mm-hmm.
Say 24 inches tall by, I don't know, 18 wide. Some of you might recall I did a very large painting, 8 feet by 4 feet, that got some response, and that painting now lives in Omaha. But most of them were small, and I've had a number of shows over the years here in town, and most paintings have been fairly small. These are large. They give me room to breathe. They're emotional,
mm-hmm.
and I think that they're engaging. The people are engaging.
And what's challenging or interesting about painting, moving to large portraits?
Well, for me, Catherine Rose, it's a change of gears that I adopted because I can't see quite as good as I used to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's looser. It's way looser for me. These are, speaking of loose, these canvases are loose. All right,
mm-hmm.
They hang like a tapestry on the wall. And I paint with hog bristle brushes, and they're fairly large. And to be honest, I feel quite liberated. My other paintings have been a different feeling. They're tighter,
mm-hmm.
which is not a bad thing. But right now, these paintings are loose and large.
And how do you choose your subjects?
Ooh. Well, for one example I can give you,
mm-hmm.
is three of the people in this I've known for years.
Mm-hmm.
And we got into fishing together, and we've gone our different ways in careers since. But I know these people, so I know them well, and I've always wanted to paint them. So what I'm doing, Catherine Rose, is a very large series of portraits of the people of Sitka. I'm going to work my way through it. I don't know how long it's going to take, but whatever it takes, it takes. Here's another aspect of these portraits, too, just a small vignette. So I was talking to one of the gentlemen that is featured in this show,
mm-hmm.
and he's an older man. He's vital. He's part of this community and has been for a long time, since 1960-odd, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He described to me, and I'm aware of this, how he's disappearing. As you get older, you're not seeing my paintings. I'm seeing them in my paintings. I want to I want to see these people. They get left behind.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of what I'm doing.
And you want to take them with you too, and it's fortunate that you're doing them in tapestry style, because you can pack them up, and you said you're going to take them on a trip with you to New Zealand really soon. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, thanks for asking me about that. I don't know, about a year ago, I entered a portrait contest down there. It was a painting of a Kiwi, mm-hmm. fellow Kiwi. It won. So it was shown at a place called Aratoi, which is in a town called Masterton.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a beautiful art museum there, surprisingly nice place.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have a show there, and I will be taking 10 or 11 of these portraits of us here down there. And at the risk of sounding, I don't know, off the wall, I see myself a little bit as an ambassador here. These paintings are of us here in this town. They're going to be seen in New Zealand, and there will be a little bio about each of them. It's a chance for the Kiwis to see that we're all the same. You know, our press overseas, we live in a bubble here in the United States sometimes. And mm-hmm. I say we because I'm an American citizen. I get really defensive for us at times, because we take a hammering overseas
mm-hmm.
for right or wrong. These paintings are my little bit of an attempt to calm the waters for what I can do.
And with these large portraits, what does your work look like in the process? What's your process like?
Well, I do everything. I like it because it's simple. To me, it's a simple process. It's a fairly primitive process. I cut the canvas, wash it, dry it in the dryer because it shrinks, and then stretch it onto a sheet of plywood.
Mm-hmm.
And I staple it down, and I can stretch fabric. My dad was an upholsterer, done a bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
So stretch these canvases, gesso it, and then I draw the figure in with a reddish colored pastel pencil and start painting. And with any luck, you know, after some time, I end up with a successful painting. And then I take it off of the plywood and either trim the edges or not, depending upon the subject. You'll notice that some of the paintings are untrimmed and some are trimmed. It just depends on how I feel it suits the subject. And then they hang with grommets at the top. It's a very simple process in that way, but more direct. And these are emotional pieces. So, yeah, come and have a look.
And they will be shown this Friday and then Saturday and Sunday as well. But Friday night first at the Fall Art Walk.
Correct.
And where will your work be featured?
Yeah, okay. Well, I've really been fortunate. Dave and Lauren Allen allowed me to use their hospitality lounge that they have for the Alaska Dream Cruises.
Mm-hmm.
It's right beside Sizzling Chow on Lincoln Street. It's right opposite Cabin Fever, which will also be part of the gallery walk. There's a lot of galleries having work up. Get out and have a look. There's a lot of talented people in this town. There's jewelry, there's pottery, there's drawing, painting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a part of that. So I'll be there until, I'm going to stick around until 9. I think the hours are 5 until 8, but mm-hmm. I think I'll stick around until 9.
And let's see. Is there anything else you wanted to touch on this morning before we sign off? We've talked about your work, about your process, about how you choose your subjects. Anything else?
Well, I would like to thank my daughter,
mm-hmm.
Sarah Joan, and my friend Tiffany Pearson, and my partner Susan Padilla. Those three women have organized this thing. I'm not an organizer,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not that comfortable doing a lot of these things, but I can paint, so that's my job. And they did the rest of the work, so I want to thank them.
And I would like to thank you for joining me this morning in the studio.
Well, thank you, Catherine Rose. Thank you.
I've been speaking with Steve Laurie. He's a painter, and his work's going to be featured this week at the Fall Art Walk on Friday night. His work will be in the Allen Marine Dream Cruises Lounge. Thanks again.
Thank you.